PastramiNation.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to another podcast of Pastrami Nation. This is Nolan. I'm here with Jason.
Hi there, everybody.
Jason.
Hi there, everybody.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
Hi there, everybody.
And Haggerty is here somewhere. This is going to be an interesting one, guys. Well, we want to kick it off with, unfortunately, some bad news. WWE legend Rowdy Piper passed away at the age of 61. And I know a lot of us here, we grew up, you know, watching Rowdy Piper. And, yeah, it was a shock. 61 is far too young for anyone. And, you know, we just wanted to touch on that for a little bit. Does anybody have anything they want to say about Rowdy Piper?
Yeah. What did he pass from?
Cardiac arrest.
And he is young, but his body has been through a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff. So it's very sad, though.
I was actually kind of surprised that he was 61. I thought he was older. Like, I don't know.
He did seem a little older, but I think the wear and tear that business puts on
just
your body.
Just to the point,
you know,
of what she was saying, that, you know, as far as, I mean, it sucks. And that's one of the first wrestlers that I ever watched. Well, you know what I mean? It was obviously in the early 80s when that started, mid-80s. It was him, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, those, you know, Iron Sheik, those guys and stuff. But so it was kind of, and plus he did some movie stuff too. Now, They Live, I don't know if you guys saw that movie or not.
Heck yeah.
That was the one with the ants, wasn't it? No, that was the zombie one.
I was like, no, that's
the one with the sunglasses where he can see.
Right. There's like aliens integrated on Earth. They look like humans. Yeah. But anyway, they look like humans, but with those glasses on, he could see who's alien and who's not.
Wasn't that Jesse Ventura in there with him? I want to say it was.
Not sure on that one.
But I remember.
I don't think so.
I
think you're thinking of The Predator.
Something it could have been. But yeah, very sad indeed. I mean, I grew up watching Hot Rods matches, you know. I remember the Bret the Hitman Hart. Rowdy Piper Intercontinental title match.
The Kilt, dude.
WrestleMania. Yes, the Kilt. He made the Kilt cool. I mean.
Yep.
Well, and of course, remember when he took the coconut and he smashed it on Jimmy Snuka's head?
I still remember.
Oh, my God.
That was such a big thing. Like, everybody was shocked that he took that coconut and
broke
it over.
That's another name I haven't heard in a long time, dude.
Yeah. I remember when he took that fire extinguisher because that guy, Morton Downey Jr., was smoking a cigarette on Piper's pit, and he kept blowing smoke in his face. And Piper was telling him, I'm going to ask you one more time, don't blow smoke in my face. And the guy did it again. So he's like, hey, you know what, why don't you go light me up one of them over there? So he does it, and he turns around, and then when he turns around, Piper blasts him in the face with a fire extinguisher. I was like, wow.
One of our friends, Matt, he lives up north in Oregon. I guess that's where he lived, up in Oregon. And I guess he used to come and get gas where a buddy of ours worked. And he said that he's had several conversations with him. He said he's really nice, really cool guy. Like,
said he was down to earth.
Yeah. So it's kind of good to hear that because, you know, you see celebrities, you like them, and then you hear, oh, they're rude, they're extremely, you know. But apparently this, you know, he was actually a genuine good guy outside of, you know, all of his fame and everything else. And so I thought that was notable.
Yes, exactly. And I've met some of those wrestlers that are like, they're too big to talk to you. You know, they kind of like, hey, here you go, move along. I don't want to talk to you. Piper, it's good to know he was one of those good guys that just, he'll treat every fan with the same respect, you know, down-to-earth guy.
I hear that a lot about Anthony Daniels, too. I heard he's a jerk to a lot of people, so that's just
Anthony
kind of
yes. I've heard a lot of that.
Jerk.
Yes, very much so.
So, yeah, we just want to say, of course, you know, our condolences to Rowdy Piper's family, to everybody from the, you know, the WWE that's worked with him throughout all the years. It's a really sad thing, really shocking. So we just wanted to touch on that.
He'll never be forgotten.
No, not at all. The Hot Rod's going to live forever. Now we want to talk about something, well, I guess it's kind of controversial. Ghostbusters, which, okay, the new remake coming out, all female cast except for the role of the secretary, which is Chris Hemsworth.
He's going to be the Janine character, right?
The character, I don't know what the name will be, but yeah, Janine, pretty much.
Janine can be a guy or a girl's name, right?
No. Probably not, no. No.
That was great, no.
I mean, it is 2015.
Jason could be a girl's name, right?
It could be.
What? Jason Smith is the raddest, baddest name ever.
Oh.
I'm going to have to concur.
Anyways, so what do you guys think about having an all female cast? Oh,
cricket noise.
Well, I mean, it depends
on what. Yeah.
Well, they haven't.
Are they going to be sexually exploited?
Like, are we getting the Ghostbusters? Because I wouldn't approve of that.
They need to be. It needs to be respectful. First off,
yes, very much so.
I think this is what I'm going to say, and this is from my perspective, and I am a girl, so this is going to be probably a little bit off kilter of what everybody's going to assume that I think. I think that it's a joke. And that's to put it nicely, I really do. I think that you took some iconic 80s movie and you just made it a big joke and you're trying to get something else out of it that you shouldn't have. Like, we don't need females in there doing this. Like, maybe if you were to add one or two, but an all-female crew, and then you're going to put Chris Hemsworth as the freaking secretary. This whole entire movie is terrible.
Yeah, as a man, I kind of find that
idea. It's a terrible idea. Very much and so. If you feel the need to, as a female, I don't even know. I don't agree with it though. I'm a little bummed out that they chose to do it this way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, you know, women as leads and everything. We've seen a lot of great movies out there where women are the leads, but
absolutely.
What was the reasoning of taking this property and just saying, guess what, I'm doing an all-female cast, and I'm going to make the secretary a guy.
It makes it like a joke. Like, you don't take it seriously. This is not a serious Ghostbusters spinoff or you know, addition. This is a spoof. That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me very much of a spoof, like a B-rated spoof movie that you couldn't figure anything else out to do. So instead of trying to find something that went along the lines of the same thing with the Ghostbusters, you decided to make it completely different. It's ridiculous.
I like that take on it, that this is more of a parody of what the freaking Ghostbuster franchise is known for.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, we don't know yet because they really haven't showed us a lot. What if they take us into the storyline where, say, Melissa
they're all the daughters.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, can you guess which one's Winston's daughter?
That's terrible.
That's right, Melissa McCarthy.
You mean to tell me that four of those guys had daughters that took over the I don't know.
You never know.
I'm not buying it.
Something silly like that.
I disapprove.
I disapprove.
And could this open the door to like taking other franchises that we love and casting females in the
world? Please don't do that.
Are we going to have like a Martha McFly?
Female Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. You know what?
We're going to have four sisters instead of four brothers.
I'm all for, you know, women's girls in the hood and all that good stuff. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to have an all-female cast in a movie like this, come up with your own movie. Don't remake our beloved movies and make a joke out of them.
Ghostbusters should have been left alone anyway.
Absolutely.
With an all-male cast, I would be like, I don't know about this.
And there were rumors that with the all-male cast, they were looking at people like Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum and everything. So,
which, that's the same thing.
That seems parody, too.
Now, don't get me wrong. You know, they're all beautiful men, dude. Beautiful people. You know, women love looking at these men. They're good-looking. They're, you know, at some points in times, they're great actors, but I'm going to tell you like this. You can't, when you watch the original Ghostbusters, those guys weren't hot. Those guys didn't freaking do Magic Mike the freaking year before and be half butt naked
on
stage.
They were like
plumbers. They were, you know what I mean?
Right?
It was something
average Joe's
very lovable and endearing about these men in these movies. And sometimes that's okay, you guys. Hollywood, it's okay.
Dan Aykroyd's going to be in Magic Mike 3, just so you know.
Sweet. I haven't even seen this last one. So, you know, I'm not
one
of those
girls. Have you seen Dan Aykroyd?
I'm not.
God.
And you guys have to understand that, you know, I'm not one of those girls that goes all gaga all over these ridiculous movies. Yes, I do watch some of them. You know, I have not seen Grey. I have not seen... I actually prefer stuff with a little bit more depth to it, you know? So that's not my role and not my gig, but I'm all for women's rights. But come up with your own stuff, guys. Please.
It's like if they were to remake Point Break.
Oh, Lord. God. Don't get me started on that. It's like I was talking to
was
Jason or who somebody earlier. It's like if they were to make like a freaking John Wick spinoff and it was like Jane Wick. I was talking to the other Jane. I was like, no. There's...
Well, if you had Scarlett Johansson playing her, I wouldn't.
Oh, really. God. See, now you're doing what all the women do when they hear Channing Tatum's name. Oh, if he plays it. Now, come on, you guys.
That's why I said I'm against the sexual exploitation of these female characters in this role.
But we don't even know.
I want to see robust women catching ghosts.
Yes.
That's where.
Let's get Ronda Rousey in there.
Look, this is now turning into another rated.
This is, we're jumping right off of.
We never know, though. It could be the greatest thing ever. They haven't showed us really much. They just said, hey, this is your cast. They haven't showed us like any trailers or anything.
And the new Star Wars movie could really suck.
Shut your
mouth. Yes. See? That's what I'm saying. And I don't mean that. And anybody listening to me, I used that as a tool. That was not how I truly felt. It was you guys saying that maybe it could be great. Well, maybe Star Wars movie could suck. Just saying.
Well, okay, it's
if
possible.
One is not possible, then the other is not possible.
I mean, Episode One.
Yeah,
I actually liked Episode
One. It was okay.
It was the least favorite out of the series.
It had the most.
But Ghostbusters,
Darth Maul, and
I agree. Oh, yeah, that was awesome. One can be have the possibility of being good and bad.
Yeah. So unless you're willing to say you know, well, the new Star Wars movie could really blow, you can't say the new Ghostbusters movie might be great.
The Ghostbusters might be really good,
or it might really not be.
People might die.
Lots of people gonna die.
No, just some ghosts, okay?
They're already dead.
Oh, get him back outside.
We got a movie coming up. Well, we don't know when it's coming up. We know this year. We want to talk about Black Mass, and I'm going to let Jason here tell us about Black Mass because he was very adamant that he wanted me to watch both trailers.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. And in order.
Yeah, yeah, in order.
This is the first
one. Yes, you had to have seen that first one. That just kind of set the bar when I saw that. It's Johnny Depp playing real-life gangster Whitey Bulger, and just the transformation he does for this movie is just wow. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize him as Johnny Depp, and he totally pulls that off. And it's kind of scary, the transformation that he did into this crime boss, you know?
But isn't that Johnny Depp's M.O., though? Always?
Kind of.
It's always been his M.O. Look at him in Fear and Loathing.
Real-life characters.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
He's
Jack Sparrow.
That, right. And the complete transformation. I mean, he's
real-life characters.
Even in what was that other one where Ed Wood, is that what that one was called?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has just,
he's a good actor.
He's an absolute amazing, versatile actor that just completely engulfs everything he's given as a character, and he just does everything so well. So, yeah, it's not surprising he looks like he does.
Plus, from what I understand, he's a pretty cool dude, too.
Huh? Oh, yeah,
like, we're definitely talking about that. I see
what'd
him.
What'd you say?
He's also a pretty cool dude, like, outside of the Sorry, you were doing the same with your hand.
Because your mouth is
I thought you were instructing me.
I was. Like,
swallow the microphone.
No.
Oh,
don't.
So,
wrong way.
Anyways. Yeah. No, I seen something where he dressed up as Jack Sparrow and he went to a children's hospital.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that? Yeah, so it's kind of like...
That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, you don't have to do stuff like that. Most people don't, so...
And so, tell me about what you saw in the first trailer, because unfortunately, when it was played for me, I was in the middle of doing something else, so I couldn't really concentrate.
Well, that trailer is just... Well, they're sitting over dinner, and he's asking the guy about the family secret recipe. And
that's right.
Yeah, and the guy, after a while, just kind of coughs it up jokingly. And then he just gets serious all of a sudden. I thought you said it was a family secret. And then it just, the guy, I was just saying what you were just saying, you know.
I did 9 years in Alcatraz with someone just saying.
Yeah, and it just, you're like, wow, this is going to be something awesome.
Cause it was real eerie.
Yeah. Shows a lot of him beating people down, shooting people. And then the second trailer, when you see the full trailer, it's like, wow, it kind of gives more in-depth to that. Shows the all-star cast that they have in there. Jesse Plemons, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kevin Bacon. Yep.
Do you think that there's a big difference between most mob movies to begin with?
Somewhat, because I think it's based on an actual story. The real Whitey Bulger, this is basically his life story and what happened. So,
right, which is all the same.
Like, well, mob movies, still,
yeah, it's like the same formula because
that's how mobs operate.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Which so. I don't have a problem with. I mean, I don't dislike those movies at all. I actually kind of find most of the stuff pretty entertaining, but I'm just wondering if there's anything that we think about this trailer that we've seen that's going to maybe set it aside.
I agree. And the way he captured that character, I mean, he went from being this kind of a joking nice guy at the very beginning of the first trailer to being this guy that'll reach over the table and kill you. Oh, it's
and yeah. I listened to the first trailer. I listened to it, so I did hear him saying, so basically, if you're going to give away the family secret, then I can't trust you.
You give up me. And
You got to watch it, because you'll see the expression on both him and the guy he's talking to.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's eerie.
It is
important
to see
how quick he turns it. And then at the end, he's like, I was just kidding. Did you see his face?
Yeah.
It's
when you see him walking in that parking lot with the shotgun. Just, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It's gonna be a good movie, dude.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I think it's gonna be awesome. But then again, I love those kind of movies.
Same,
right on my alley.
I don't think I've seen a bad mob movie, honestly. No,
definitely
not that I could think of, anyways.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of any.
They've all been good.
This just kind of brings that back, you know, the old mob movies, because we really haven't seen a lot of them as of late, you know.
No, we've seen the ones that try.
I watched The Godfather when I was like 9.
Yeah, exactly. So just to see something of that level.
Have you ever seen The Godfathers?
No.
Oh, why is everybody's mouth all open and staring at me like always?
Godfather and A Bronx Tale.
Both just Bronx Tale, excellent movie.
Yeah, Bronx Tale is like the gangster.
Tell me
movie.
If you've seen
it. I have not seen that one.
Watch that.
I'm totally thinking of something else.
Yes, yeah, I know. I think I might
Chaz
have seen
Palminteri.
No, I haven't.
Was the bus driver.
I like Chaz Palminteri. You know what I've seen? I have seen Goodfellas. You know that, but I've also seen Casino, because there's a lot of
Casino's
the of times that Jason has that on. Like if it's on TV, he will just stop and watch it, no matter what point it's at. So I've seen bits and pieces of that as well.
I do the same.
So yeah, but I've never seen any of the Godfathers, nor did I watch any of the Sopranos or anything of that, you know, that sort of just. But my girl, it's her favorite movies are the Godfather movies, and she's
seen Scarface?
No.
Oh.
No.
Watch that Bronx Tale.
Like a you're like a movie. Not.
I'm a unicorn. Yes, thank you. I've been called worse things, so I'll accept it. But here's the thing. It's not that I have been...
Oh. It's kind of virgin-esque.
What are you guys doing?
We're waiting on every word.
He was like, oh.
What?
It's not like I am... I don't want to see them. It's not like I'm like, ew, I don't like those movies. It's like I've just never... I don't know. Nobody's ever been like, hey, let's sit down. And it's the same thing with Star Wars. Hey, let's sit down and watch Star Wars. Hey, let's sit down and do this. It's just not been on and not been there. So, you know.
Well, that's crazy.
As a person that I know, you look for depth in movies. You look for good story. You need to see A Bronx Tale.
Wow.
Yeah, great story. Written and directed by Robert De Niro. Starring Robert De Niro. I'm hoping, you know, Black Mask gets to that level. Because, to me, that's the holy grail of gangster movies. I mean, and that's saying a lot. But
really?
Yeah.
Yes, that is.
You have to see A Bronx Tale.
Wow, dude.
Watch that movie.
I'm going to.
I'll have to see if it's on Netflix.
It's weird because...
What's the worst thing in the world? Wasted talent.
You haven't seen Star Wars.
No.
You haven't seen the Godfather movies.
No.
I'm wondering what else you haven't seen. It's like...
Are you guys... No.
A staple.
I think we're having two different conversations in this podcast.
I'm sitting here wondering, like, honestly, like, Star Wars, she hasn't seen them. The Godfather movie, she hasn't seen him. I'm wondering what other nugget is there that you haven't, like, you know what I mean?
Goonies?
That was instrumental in you growing up.
You haven't seen the Goonies?
But that's not
We've
what
seen
I...
the Goonies, right?
I have.
Right?
Okay.
It wasn't anything for me to, like, want to quote or do anything.
What about Mad Max?
Mudworld?
Ooh, we're going back to Mudworld.
Here's my thing. I didn't grow up watching movies like that, unfortunately. I don't want to say subjected to, because I enjoyed watching them when I was younger, but they were old movies, you know, old black and white movies. A lot of old stuff, and I'm talking like Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, Danny Kaye, you know what I mean? Like, just old, old black and white movies. That were just Doris Day, you know, Rock Hudson, all that kind of stuff. So that's what I was exposed to growing up, not,
Rock,
you know,
Hudson? Your mom let you watch those kind of movies? Isn't that...
No. No, it's not.
No, somebody
You're
else.
Probably on a different level right now, my friend.
So you haven't seen Star Wars.
Ew.
Maybe we'll watch Star Wars.
I have decided that I've made a decision as far as Star Wars goes that I want to watch them by myself.
By yourself?
As long as you watch them,
I want to watch them by myself. Oh. I don't want to watch them with you.
And we, you know what? The Devil's Playground burlesque show.
Oh, yes.
Happened last night.
Yeah.
In L.A. They're going to do another one in August, and I think we should all go.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there were a lot of people posting clips of it online and stuff. They were watching it. They went last night, and it looked pretty good. What? What happens?
This is a messy podcast, you guys. I apologize. It's quite messy.
Well, we only got one last thing to cover.
It's real.
And the last thing we have to cover is Elder Scrolls. So we got Elder Scrolls Online, the DLC coming out.
Yes, we have the Imperial City DLC game pack coming out For those of you that play it on PC, expect it August 31st. Xbox One's going to be September 15th, and PS4 will be September 16th.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be Mulek Ball and the forces of Cold Harbor have taken control of the crown jewels of Cyrodiil, the Imperial City. The Elder Scrolls Online Tamriel's Unlimited First DLC game pack features hours of compelling story content, expanded veteran ranks, a new currency for new epic gear, two new dungeons, never-before-seen monsters, craftable item sets, and more. If you are an ESO Plus subscriber, you also, with this, get 2,500 crowns. That's actually pretty cool. It's just going to have so much stuff, so much more gameplay and everything else. Let me give you a short, quick rundown. You're going to need a sprawling PvP, PvE space, including the six Imperial City districts. So you're going to get six new districts. And if you play this game, you know that those districts, that's a lot of ground to cover. Hours of compelling story content and side quests. We get two new all group dungeons, each with normal and veteran versions, which is actually pretty cool. I like that a lot. You're going to get a new currency for legendary armor called Telvar Stones. Not quite sure, you know, obviously, it's not out yet. And you're going to get the Zivkin, forgive me if I say this wrong, racial motif style and new craftable item sets, Imperial City themed collectibles, and apparently much more. So this is going to come out, and it's going to add a lot of hours to this game. Not that we haven't already put a lot in, but it's going to add a whole lot more. Six new districts, that's out of this world craze. It's going to be a huge download.
How much is this DLC?
Well, I don't know how much it is if you are not if you're ESO Plus, all the DLC you get for free. You get, like, I think you get 1,500 crowns a month, and you get all of the DLC. I'm not sure how much it is coming out for people that don't pay for ESO Plus.
So will you be playing this expansion? Is this something that you're excited about that you feel like adds to the game?
I want to play it, but I have just started playing, so I barely have maybe one, two, three, maybe four or five districts open right now. And when you go pull that, when you zoom out on that map, I have so much. I don't even have half of it open yet.
So you have a lot to explore already.
I do.
And this is going to add that
you
much.
You play a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I do. I play. I
does do. Keep track of your hours? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it does. You can go through your friends and compare and see like that. Compare games and see how many hours I've
played. I would be surprised if you had a couple hundred already.
You can also see that I think I'm only like 8 to 10% into the game.
Wow. Well, because you do a lot of the side quests. And
you do all sorts of quests for every person that, I swear, everybody you walk past has a dang arrow on top of the head. And if you don't stop and talk to them,
it's saturated with things to do.
But you can only hold up to 25 quests at a time.
Okay. Completely so, saturated.
On top
overly
of
saturated.
Yeah, it's moist. So I'm just saying that this is actually something that ESO players are really looking forward to seeing the play and to getting all of the new stuff, because a lot of people already maxed out. Game's been out for a minute.
Wow. And this hits in September, you said?
For Xbox One and PlayStation 4, it hits September 15th and 16th. But if you're a lucky PC player, you're going to get it on August 31st.
Ah, very cool.
Yay.
Very
cool. I don't think any of us are here are PC players, though, are we?
Well, no. Somebody listening is
a PC player. Oh, I'm sure plenty of them are.
I would like to just give a little bit of info for you. Shout out,
heads
PC
up to
players.
Those guys.
Yeah.
September's right around the corner.
Yeah. It is.
We're in August, heck yeah. Wow.
Force Friday.
It's a month and a half away.
Yeah. Sold.
Again, yes. I think...
Force Friday. Well, go ahead. Force Friday.
No, I'm just saying September's rolling around the corner. And
with that is what is the Force Friday?
By my calendar, it's about a month away.
And that's the release date?
That's the release date for all the Episode 7 stuff.
Just in case someone didn't hear the other podcast.
In case you didn't know that.
Yeah. You should if you're a Star Wars.
September 4th. Yes. Force Friday.
So, yeah, and we got a lot to look forward to in September. You know, like you said, Force Friday. We got Long Beach Comic Con coming up.
You know, lines of games that are coming out in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Xbox updating their backward compatibility.
Yeah.
Those games.
I think we're all looking forward to that.
I know
Gears
I am.
Gears of War.
Well, Gears
two
of War.
Weeks.
Gears of War, yeah. That's
this
a
month.
Weeks.
Stop going to September. Stop passing by
Do
August.
Do it in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, Gears of War.
Woohoo.
That's going to be awesome.
So you can knock me for not watching Star Wars, but at least I'm a Gears girl.
We'll get you caught up.
I get some major points for that one.
How come you want to watch Star Wars by yourself?
Because I don't like you.
Okay, that's understandable.
Wow. Pretty harsh words.
I'm just saying, you're kind of judgy.
Just saying.
You're judgy. I think that if I don't react the way you want me to during certain parts, I'm going to have to listen to you talk about that, and I really don't want to.
How about we watch... Okay.
How about I watch it by myself, and then we can watch it together.
That's a great way to end this. Family loving. That's awesome.
Ew, who said family? Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the other Jason. Come on now. We haven't even said which Jason I'm married to.
You got me a nine stretch.
Very true.
It's up just for debate. Saying.
We'll get you buried real quick.
Okay, with that, let's end this. Thank you once again for checking out our podcast. This is Nolan.
Jason.
Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
Later, everybody.
Bye.